This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. Well, thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
The theme of our message for this year is God's throne with men.
Akori ajodun ti odun yi o je ogun Olorun pelu awon ede eniyan.
God's throne with men.
Lede miran a so ni ti Olorun pelu ede eniyan.
You must know and understand the significance of the propagation of God's throne with men.
Egbudo moye re ati ohun pataki to wa ninu ipolongo isokale ti Olorun si aarin ede eniyan.
And then you must know that where God's throne is, there also God abides.
Ati ni pataki ni bi kibi ti ti Olorun ba wa nibe gan ni Olorun gbe.
Where God's throne is, there his power abides. Where God's throne is, there his glory abides.
Nibi ti ti Olorun ba wa nibe ni ogun Olorun wa.
Praise God for that.
Aye Olorun lo go fun yen.
Although God is omnipresent, he is omniscient, he is omnipotent God.
Oluwa mo gbogbo, o si ni agbara lati se ohun gbogbo.
All right. But God is a spirit. He's everywhere.
Sugbon Olorun je emi, o si wa nibi gbogbo.
But it's not just a formless nothingness. He has a being. God has a being. So he sits on his throne and rule over the universe, both visible and invisible universe. God rules over all.
Olorun ni eda ti ara re, o ni aworo ati eda ti ara re. O joko lori ti re, o si sakoso gbogbo aye ati orun ati aye ti a fojuri. Olorun joko lori ti re, o sakoso gbogbo re.
So that's the truth we are saying now. Going by this truth, that God is the absolute ruler of the universe.
But in all the
glory and the omnipotence of God in heaven, yet we find that the whole earth which God has created for man, the whole earth is in shambles.
Pẹlu gbogbo ogun ati agbara Olorun yi a ri pe aye ti Olorun da fun ede eniyan aye yi o je eyi to ti daru parapata.
All right. And the Bible tells us how this has come about.
We must wa fi ye wa bi oro aye yi ti wa se to se di itori bayi.
The source of this peaceful situation in which the world is.
Bile se ati ibere ise alafia fia to gba aye kan yi.
You go to your revelation, you have a clear message about this event. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
Bi a ba lo sinu iwe ifihan, a ri okedere oro na. Iwe ifihan ori kejila ese kejila.
Let us say together. You can see there's joy, abundant and everlasting joy in heaven.
O ka bai wi pe nitori nu e ma yo eyin orun ati eyin tin gbe inu won egbe ni fun aye ati fun okun nitori esu so kale ton yin wa ninu ibinu la nitori pe o mo pe igba kukuru ni ohun ni eyin ri bai wi pe ayo ani opolopo ayo lo be le orun.
But on that it is woe, 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 woe to the earth and all the inhabitants of the earth.
Sugbon fun aye e ri pe egbe 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 lo koja si aye ati sori gbogbo awon olugbe inu re.
Why? Because Satan the devil has been cast from heaven down here All for the purpose of troubling our world. Are you listening to me?
Idi re ni wipe satani esu ni ati le ju sinu aye ani ki o ba le ma yo aye lenu.
It's a very serious issue. Now we are here talking about why you must have God's throne on earth.
E ma gbagbe an so ni ti idi re ta se gbudo ni ti Olorun lori laye.
After the overthrow of Satan the devil into our world, or to trouble our world, we find that the material universe has never known peace.
Eyin a ri pe lati igba ti a ti le satanic junu kuro laju le run lati ma daye lamu. Aye yi ko ni isimi ni igba kan ri.
But chaos, catastrophes,
and now we damu ohun iyonu la,
crisis, confusion,
ohun madaru gbogbo,
commotion,
rudurudu,
has been the lot of man at man.
Gbogbo kan woyi lo ti wa je ipin ede eniyan lori laye.
There also you have the outburst of satanic activities and demonic influences.
Ti wa niri ifarahan ise satani to ti wa peleke ati igbinoya awon agbara ati emi okunkun lori laye.
All perpetrating atrocities upon men of earth.
Eti gbogbo se ikun fun ise ibi to won se ni arin ede eniyan.
Man himself has lost all sense of direction. Man is wandering about in mental perplexity.
Edeniyan ti kalara re o ti wa fi oju ona sile o ti rin sonu parapata o wa rin kiri bi en ti ori re ko pe to ti siwele ti ko mo bi ti o nlo abi bi ti o nre.
Not knowing what to do, where to turn to for salvation.
En ti ko mo ohun ti o fe se abi ebi to fe koju si fun igbala.
From all these catastrophes and from the coming tribulation and temptation which is now darkening upon the world.
Ona ti o fe gba bo kuro ni gbogbo wahala ati iponju la e ti o n bo wa sori laye.
You can see the problem, right?
Eti ri bi ti wahala na wa.
Man is in the world. He doesn't know what is happening. He finds that he's in trouble. He finds that, you know, he's suffering. But here we are telling you what has transpired right from eternal past, from heaven.
Eni o wa lori laye o sa ko sadede ri pe o wa nu wahala o wa nu yonu ko mo ibi ti o ti wa sugbon a so ohun ti o sele ibi ti ipile se iponju ati wahala de eniyan to ti se wa.
So if we have all this sort of serious situation, where do you think we have to turn to for solution? We have to turn to heaven.
Ta won wa buru iba wa sele lori laye ibo le wa ro ipo o ye ka koju si fun atunse si oro aye yi orun agbodo ko.
Our solution, divine solution, must come from above. If this problem emerges from above, solution must come from above. Now, who can save man? Who can deliver man? From this enormous power of evil in the world. Who?
Neni no to le gba ede eniyan la. Ko ni owa agbara ibi ti o nsele to wa lori laye bayi.
This is what God has now accomplished speedily by the birth of a solid throne upon the earth, bringing his visible presence to save man, to protect man, to deliver, to preserve, and to lead and guide man afresh.
He wa no to lo ti wa muse to si ti wa sokale sori laye nipa ite re iti olorun ti sokale sori laye nipa si so ibugbe re ibujoko re ti a le ri loju ko loju to so kale sori laye lati ma be de eniyan gbe ka le ti pase be je ti olorun
we are seeing a situation where God is calling the human race to a new beginning
ati ri bi ti olorun tin pe gbogbo ede eniyan pada si akotun lati bere igbesi aye won ni akotun
to a completely new beginning to start afresh
ani si ibere ohun akotun lati bere gbogbo ni akotun padapata
after about 6000 years of religious practice
leyin bi egboro odun mefa ti a tin si ese esin
they have not helped us
gbogbo esin wa ko ti ko seran lowo kokon fun aye
we can't live together in peace
deni o de gbe papo ni irepo pelu alaafia
they have not helped us to know God
sibe awon esin wa ko je ka mo olorun
so we just have to turn elsewhere for salvation for divine solution
o wa ye ki ede ni o koju sibo miran fun igbala ani fun idasi lati ke wa
amen somebody truly men of earth need a divine stronghold put in place as against say the time of tribulation which the Bible predicts about and against the time and hour of temptation coming upon the whole world
lotito ati ni ododo e die ni ododo laye o nilo ekunrere agbara olorun iti olorun ti sokale lati gba ede eniyan la kuro ninu wakati iponju nla iti o nbo wa sori laye ati kuro ninu akoko idowo nla iti o ti sokale sori laye bayi
so all these things are staring at the face of man
gbogbo awon kan won lo ndoju ko ede eniyan loju ko loju bayi
right we we'll talk about the solution
I want so ni ti odo abayo
God's throne with men on earth is the very very divine solution we all want well
iti olorun to lo aso kale sanre de eniyan ohun ni ona abayo kan sese iti gbogbo aye tin foju sona fun
it's not just prayer
isha dura de kan
it's not just fasting
isha awe
it's not just living by faith
ki si wa se pe ah mo n gbegbe aye mi nipa igbagbo nikan
you want something realistic
sugba so ni ti ohun ti o ma je oju koroju
and which God has already accomplished this is what we are celebrating and jubilating about
iti olorun de ti wa se asepe re eyi ni ohun ti a wa n se ajo re ta si n dupe lowo olorun le lori
so this is a manifestation of God's holy throne which we are now propagating celebrating in this same month of May the time when all these things had become fulfilled on earth
iti olorun ti a wa n se ajoyo isokale re lori laye ni papa jilo ni osi meyi o je akoko iti olorun ti wa mu awon kan won to ti wa mu se lori laye
praise God
watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode
us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.